So before I will divide my closing remarks into three. First of all, I have to recognize those who prepared everything perfectly for us. The committee, the seminar committee, very Reverend Nicholas Spire, registration and room assignment, and an excellent job. He did an excellent job. He was vigilant, on everything. And thank you, Father Nicholas, for all what you're doing. Registration, Father Stephen Howell, treasurer. Also, this is not a little thing to do, and dealing with money is very scary and very... So thank you, Father Stephen, for what you are doing. And Father Nathan Thompson, you see him, you saw him a lot, and MC and many hats, he was doing a lot here. Thank you very much for what you're doing. So his title is Retreat Center Liaison, On-Site Registration and Facilitator for the Seminar. So big, big ministry. And Father Mike Habib from behind the scenes, he is not with us here because he had another surgery in his foot. So that's why he is in his recovery, and he greets all of you and pray for him. And in 2 weeks, he will be fine. So he is the communication. And as you heard from our speaker, that he was impressed with the way Father Mike Habib did the communication with Father Maximus, and this is his talent. My Father Michael's talent is to communicate, and he's fast. I couldn't keep up with him when he was with me, and thank God for that. So next year, February. There is some conflict in the first week, usually we do it and we use the troparion of the meeting, the Lord, rejoice all, Virgin Theotokos, full of grace. And so we will miss that next year because the seminar will be February from the 9th to the 12th. So this is not confirmed yet, because Father Spire is working with the nuns on this to be confirmed. So we will announce it to you soon, it is confirmed. But most probably it is February from the 9th to the 12th. Many good things took place over the few days ago. Look what happened. First of all, the chapel. We are not in our Byzantine church. It's hard when we don't see icons, when we don't see, what we see, usually see. So that's why it's hard to pray. But God is present everywhere. And we did our best to make it like as home for us. So the sanctity itself, the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in what we are doing. And, when you are in a place like this, do it this way. When we are in a place like this, you don't have to look, you are accustomed, for example, to see what you see, what you usually see in your churches. So here, when you are in a place like this, just close your eyes and see what you are accustomed to see in the church. In order like the prayer to be, fervent and to be serious and to be deep, we don't need, to add more distraction over what we heard, many, many distractions, we have. So now if we have to say, what we have here in this church and wherever, we waste our time and that prayer is gone. So therefore we did everything we can. And I am very grateful to Father Patrick O'Grady for setting up this chapel for us. And it was really like home. Thank you very much. and the intercession of Saint Peter, and it's with us, of course. Now the chapel, after we heard these beautiful hymnodies and chant and everything, so we have a serious musicians and serious cantors, and so you saw all of them over the few days ago, Father Timothy Backlick, Father John Finley, Father John Ryman, and Father Patrick O'Grady. So, and of course, Father Alban West. So these cantors, are talented, and they offer to us, like this morning, for example, I am thankful to them for offering all these beautiful hymns and hymnodies and music and everything in a perfect way. I wish you learn a lot from the tones and the way they yesterday at Paraclesis, I said to them, make it softer than usual, because we don't have to yell and to be loud in order to keep the prayer. The priests who always, if you notice that every year I choose the most recent, the babies in the priesthood, I would say, the fresh, let them practice, let them, build the confidence while they are serving. So Father Matthew did a very good job, thank you very much. And Father Nicholas Hanna also is a new priest, and he is not accustomed to see many clergy around him. He did a good job. Thank you, Father Nicholas, too. And, of course, the deacon, Father Mansour, served yesterday for the first time among us here. And this is the first time I saw him serve the way he served. And thank you also for a beautiful way you served. So last but not least, Deacon John Phillips, he did a very good job, as you saw, and thank you, Deacon. So this is the first part. The second part is all of you, beloved in Christ. I appreciate your being here, and I thank God for you daily. My prayer, of course, for my salvation, but my daily prayer is for you and for your families and for your loved ones and for your parishioners everywhere. So I'm sure you are doing the same for each other, because if not because of a prayer, of the prayer and the blessing of God, would be much, much worse than the way we are. So the evil one never sleeps. The evil one is around us. The evil one is attacking us in many, many ways. So that's why we have to be vigilant. And this being here, it gives, as I said in the church this morning, with the inspiration of the great defender of Orthodoxy, Saint Photius the Great, Patriarch of Constantinople, and others. So we got all the inspiration how to be strong and deep and not superficial in our faith. If we continue with our superficiality, we lose the joy, we lose the beauty, we lose the spirituality, we lose everything. And yesterday in the Pacific Northwest Deanery, they said to me that one of the priests, gone astray again, one more. So every day it happens. Maybe tomorrow, maybe I will be that person. Maybe, God forbid, any one of you. So that's why a gathering like this, it gives us strength. We need it. So do everything you can. And it's not impossible. It's not impossible to do it. Look one day, Father Bernard, where are you? So Father Bernard Saskatoon. One year, his children in Saskatchewan, in Saskatoon, in Canada, they decided, I never asked them, they never talked to me about that in the beginning. So they decided to work the whole year to raise some fund in order to rent a van and to drive all the way from Saskatoon to come to my house just to see, to be with me and to see how do I live. They thought the bishop is like a superman, you know, like in the beginning, but finally they found that a normal person. So it's not impossible. When we like to do something, it is possible like to do it. So it's not impossible. There is no impossibility in our dictionary. With God blessing, always, you know, like we are able to do it. So this moment of being here in this retreat center is for me is like the utmost joy I can tell. When I see you together, when I see you, you know, like as Father said many times in the monastery, like here is not our monastery, but when we are together in the dining room, when we are together in the in outside talking to each other, greeting each other, when we are together in the chapel, so that is powerful. That is powerful. I am sure that by doing this, the devil is away from us. So you protect me, I protect you, we protect each other. This is what we need. So I'm grateful to all of you for being here and for being good brotherhood. One, the unknown soldier, always quiet, but he is doing the whole thing, you know, like he is recording everything. Deacon Stephen Bambagidis, thank you very much for. So now you can recognize, you can give them a big, you know, applaud those who are doing this. So the last thing is the most important thing, is like some reflection on the six presentations. I was moved, as he said, and I am ready to do it. Not only just I was moved, but I'm ready to do it. And all of us, you know, we are ready to do it. You know, his teaching is so simple and so beautiful and deep. And many, many of you already talked to me that he is a wonderful speaker. You know, I know that he doesn't need, you know, our praises. But we are still in this life, in this earth. So it doesn't hurt if we praise each other and we show our kindness and our politeness. And we say thank you to each other. This is normal. So the teaching is so practical and deep. And many of you said to me, you know, like he is a wonderful speaker, and I approve that message. I agree because the words, the way he put them together, you know, like they go inside of us. He is not here to increase our intellect. We are not students, but we are seekers for more knowledge in order to deepen our faith and our life in the Lord. Good speaker, good interaction. You know, like we felt that he is one of us. Did you feel this way? As if we have known him for a long, long time. You know, he is a professor, no question about that, but I don't see him, I don't look at him, you know, like as professor. More than that, professor, he can teach and go, but he is our dear, beloved brother in Christ. So the teaching is profound, clear, deep, and this is exactly what we need, what we needed. Father Maximus, your teaching and your presence in our midst is an inspiration to us. His teaching is so practical, so simple. So we don't need to know about philokalia as a big thing, it is a big thing, of course. But we don't have to look at it as an ordinary book. This has to be main part of our life, daily. We need it daily, like the bread we eat, like the air we breathe. So philokalia is like a garden full of beauty and full of piety. So that's why he explained it, beautifully, that we love the beauty. We become friends with the beauty. So the teaching is practical. It comes from experience. This is his life. This is his life. Today, yesterday, and the day before, as if we visited the holy monastery of Simona Petra. So the last thing I would say, over the course of the 6 talks presented by our brother in Christ, Monk Maximus, professor of theology at Holy Cross School of Theology, Boston, Massachusetts, the clergy were introduced into and dwelt upon the evangelical theme, abide with us. He explained it today beautifully, not series of lectures, but he explained it, very clear what it means, abide with us. So those disciples at Emmaus were treated to the holy teaching and breaking of bread by the Master himself. We believers following in their stead now trace the footsteps of the Master through our prayer, our listening ears, our common expressions of love for one another. We hear the Lord giving us yet another initiation into incorruptible realities. First, we were convicted of our many distractions, all that keeps us from abiding with Christ. Every depth has a surface, but not every surface has a depth. The computer screen, the TV, smart TV now. The empty images around us all tend to fragment and disperse our attention. So we learned to be watchful and to attend to ourselves. And this is the whole objective of this seminar. Let us take up the monk's challenge. Why are we drawn to superficiality? This is a big question. Are we afraid of the depths within? As blessed Paisios of Athos said once, and I quote this line, we can build machines to take us to the moon, and yet we don't even know the geography of our own heart. End of quote. Then we were presented with the rich neptic tradition of the Holy Church in the form of the Philokalia. That blessed library or florilegium of holy councils on the life of prayer and watchfulness. This combined with a closer examination of the Jesus prayer forms a rich initiation to deepen our own personal rule of prayer. There is a wise saying, and I quote, "He that takes himself as a spiritual director is following a fool." So let us not take matters into our own hands and become fools. End of quote. It is best to take counsel with others who can wisely assist us to apply a rule to our life as a sacred gift. As priests and deacons and lay people and bishop, ordained servants of the Lord and my spiritual sons, go from this place with a sure resolution to put this deposit of sacred teaching into practice. With all humility and adding to it what Saint Cosmas Aetolos called constant confession. Constant confession. Without a humility before God and man and love, no spiritual progress can occur. Again, our gratitude and our sincere thank to Father Maximus for his care in providing us with such a rich diet of teaching, and send him forth with an episcopal blessing on this labors, on his labors for the sake of Christ and his holy church. Please let us stand and thank him. So thank you very much, Father.
For 16 years, I imagine you've heard me say that somehow someone has not been mentioned. So many people have been thanked and deservedly thanked for all the things that they have done to make this conference special, and particularly bringing Father Maximus to us with this wonderful teaching. But I think you know, one person has organized this for some 16 years, and I'm looking forward maybe 16 more years. Of course, the only problem is I'll be 100 by that time. So, as one monk, more than one monk has said, who was resisting death. And the abbot, you've heard this story, the abbot asked him, "Why, Father, are you resisting death?" And he said, "Because I need more time to repent." And I could say that for myself. I certainly need more time to repent. That's the only reason I've come to my 84th year this year. Sedna, Your Eminence, we thank you. And I know I speak for all our brethren. Thank you so much for organizing this. It takes a lot of work, and needless to say, and particularly the spiritual aspect of it, that we can have a retreat and not just a meeting. So thank you, Sedna, so much. May God grant you many years.
Archbishop Joseph has offered me the opportunity to say some more words, but I think we've had enough words, and let us all go forth into that silence, which is richer and more eloquent than any speech.
Let us finish with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. We thank you, O Lord Jesus Christ, for being with us, for enabling us to praise your holy name. Thank you, O Lord, for your guidance, wisdom, and giving us this beautiful and holy brotherhood. We beseech you, dear God, through the prayers and intercessions of the Mother of God, the Holy Theotokos, Saint Peter, the Apostle, the patron and protector of this holy community, and of all the saints of today, especially the great man, Saint Photios, and Saint Julian of Homs, and of all the saints, grant, O Lord, all of us to be obedient and watchful stewards. Guide us, O Lord, to every righteousness. Forgive us, O Lord, our trespasses and our mistakes and our sins. And enable us, O Lord, to be safeguarded by the Holy Orthodox teaching and the Holy Orthodox prayers. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.